Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Parkmanship Podcast. This is part two of our Badlands and Black Hills episode. My name is Ryan, and with me is Andrew. Andrew, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Nice fall day. Spent it outside, so.
Well, I was working.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get into it, because we're going to be talking a couple news stories, and we'll get back into part two here right after that. Ryan, what do you have for us?
The news article I have is that this past Monday, the Biden administration announced that $1.1 million is going to transportation improvements in the national parks, and this is coming from the bipartisan infrastructure law. And this $1.1 million is actually going to something very interesting. It's going into doing pilot programs, figuring out how they can create travel forecasts for really busy parks. Like, I know occasionally, like, some of the Glacier National Park platforms and the Arches National Park platforms will be like, oh, you know, the so-and-so road is closed right now. But this $1.1 million would be going to creating a universal system that is much more visitor-friendly.
Yeah, that sounds kind of nice.
Yep.
Well, my news story is not as cool. Well, news stories. Hurricane Ian is going through the southern United States right now, like Florida and all there. So a couple parks are going to be closed to it. It looks like down in the Charleston area, the national park sites down there are closed, and it looks like the Gulf Islands just reopened after it. But everyone down there, please stay safe.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It sounds very bad down there.
It does not sound like a fun time. I don't know why you would choose to live in a place that gets hit with hurricanes. Like, I don't know. Florida's nice to visit and stuff, but
it's
like
cheaper down there.
Yeah, but it's Florida.
It is.
All right, let's get back to it before I get off topic and rip Florida a new one. So where'd we leave off, Ryan?
We left on day four, which was Sunday, our big trip, our big road trip to Wyoming and Nebraska.
You mean the middle of nowhere to the middle of nowhere?
Some of it was the middle of nowhere. Not all of it.
Most of it.
Do you remember anything from the drive from Rapid City to Fort Laramie National Historic Site?
I didn't see a car for like 50 miles.
It was weird. It was a lot of farmland and plains, and then at one point, probably like 90 minutes to 2 hours in, the landscape got more interesting. It got more rocky, shall we say, because of rocks.
Did it? No, we drove through a small town.
No, there was that one point where we were driving through bluffs and stuff.
Oh yeah, and then we drove into a cloud, right?
Yeah, and then we got into elevation and somehow ended up in a cloud.
Yeah. We weren't that high up either.
No, we were high up, Andrew. We were at least 3,000 feet up.
Yeah, it was weird. I wasn't particularly fond of that drive. Also, all the populations of towns we drove into were under 1,000. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrifying to
under
me.
Under 500.
Yeah. Saw a Pizza Hut with the old Pizza Hut logo that said open. And then we saw that really sketchy place that looked like it was falling apart from the 50s that said we're open and it served food, but we decided not to go anywhere near it.
Okay, let's move to Fort Laramie National Historic Site, which is the point of this drive. Fort Laramie National Historic Site preserves the remnants of the fort that the American military used to look over the plains during the westward expansion and Indian Wars era. The first thing we did when we got there after getting our sign with the or picture with the park sign was go to the visitor center. Andrew, what did you think of the visitor center?
Kind of lame.
Yeah, it was in one of the old buildings that used to be there.
Yeah.
So it definitely felt like a cramped in space, like Devil's Tower visitor center.
But it wasn't cramped. It was just us and then two people that lived probably in town.
Yeah, it was a lot quieter.
Yeah. It just wasn't like interesting.
However, when we went to go to the restrooms, which were in the same building as the visitor center, but you couldn't access them from the inside, you had to go out the back
Yeah,
and
you had to
go in.
go. Yeah.
Which I love because the bathrooms also functioned as tornado shelters.
Yeah, that was kind of random.
It was random, but funny to take pictures of as someone who's not from the Plains area and doesn't really have to deal with tornadoes.
Yeah, we're lucky where we live. No, it was like the visitor center was nice. It was just like odd, I guess is the best way to describe it. They had some artifacts, but it felt like they just kind of threw things that they found haphazardly into exhibit cases and called it a day.
I mean, not really, because there was a lot of Native American. I think it was the Lakota Sioux that was the tribe in that area, and they had a lot of relics from those tribes. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it was like the most interesting, but like all the like random facts when you first walk in on the right, there was like a display case, but like I don't know, it was okay. It's just like not my favorite.
It was definitely older.
Yeah, it was outdated, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, then after the visitor center, we did the walk around the fort, which was fine. Some of the old ruins were cool to look at. But I thought it got more interesting once we got to the Laramie River, just because we really haven't seen any bodies of water on this trip yet, really, besides some small creeks. So that definitely gave it a more of a calming experience. So I enjoyed that.
All right, so side tangent on the river thing. There's a lot of signs for boats and a lot of people driving their boats to places, but that was actually the only body of water we saw where maybe a boat could be put in.
Yeah, that was South Dakota, though, where the signs were. We were in Wyoming at this point.
No, they were on the border.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just weird. I don't know. I don't know where they were going with their boats. I'm just assuming they drive around with their boats on.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. That
Favorite
was cool.
part about Fort Laramie?
The jail cell.
Oh, yeah. You got some great pictures in the jail cell.
Yeah. I mean, we did a little bit of the walk. We didn't do the full loop because it was kind of
No, we did
misty.
the full loop. We just, some of the buildings were not on the full loop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's even more disappointing.
Well, the full loop, we did the perimeter loop is what I should say, not the full loop. We did the perimeter loop, and there's just
Yeah.
stuff inside the perimeter that we didn't go to.
Yeah. I have no desire to drive 2 hours and 30 minutes again to go to the middle of nowhere to look at ruined buildings. It was cool for the time being, but I don't think I'll go back.
Yeah, I probably would never go back either.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite thing was the tornado shelters as restrooms.
Yeah, that should just say it all. There's really
Yep.
nothing there. Then we drove to Scott's Bluff.
Yeah, in Nebraska. I thought the drive there was a little more interesting. There's a lot more civilization on this portion of the drive. We went through multiple towns and across actually quite a few rail lines.
I fell asleep.
Yeah. So anyway, Scott's Bluff National Monument preserves a rock, as Andrew would say, or a geological structure that served as a landmark for people on the Oregon Trail and other westward expansion routes. Andrew, what did you think of the visitor center there?
It was cool. I mean, it had a good, like, it was one of the better ones we went to, right? Like, it had an art exhibit and it had like more interactive exhibits.
Yeah. I would agree. It definitely felt like it was new. Like the first thing like I walked in and noticed was that there was AC running in it.
Yeah, that was nice.
But yeah, it had a nice exhibit on the history of the park. The gift shop was also a decent size too.
Yeah.
And the thing that like confused me was I went to go get my passport stamped, and I got it stamped, and then I realized that it was different color from all the other ones, and I realized we switched from the Rocky Mountain region to the Midwest region once we went to Nebraska. So I had to go back into the car and then go back into the visitor center to get my passport stamped again.
I will say, the when we drove into it, the guy who was at the booth, the park ranger, had like a radio voice. I don't know why that stuck with me, but his voice was very soothing.
I forgot that, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a good park. I mean, it's another one that's kind of near civilization, which is kind of cool. We did drive up. They do not allow RVs or anything up there because it is a night. It's a, would you say, a narrow road?
I don't know if narrow. It's just very
windy.
Windy,
yeah.
And you just got the cliff side to the left of it if you're going up, and to the right if you're going down.
Yeah. Trying to think what else.
But yeah, that scenic drive was it was extremely short, but it was reminiscent of going to the Sun Road or the drive to Circle X Ranch in the Santa Monica Mountains. So if you have a fear of heights, you may not like this one so much.
Can confirm, do not like.
I enjoyed it though.
Yeah, the hike wasn't nice. It was nice. The drive I was not a fan of. That even though it was like 5 minutes, but no, the hike was nice. There was we did.
I would call it more of a walk.
Yeah, because there was a hiking trail from down this. It looked like we went left, but on the right you could hike down all the way down to the road and back up.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that, but you would have whined the whole time.
Yeah, because I was driving for ever. Anyway, no, it was a nice walk. I mean, there's some signs at the end, which kind of cool. On one side you got the Great Plains, and on the right you see civilization with like brand new like fake grass, which was kind of weird.
Actually, I thought the more interesting like visual was the fact that like you're so high up and all you see is flat ground below you. And it was just a weird experience. It's just weird that Scotts Bluff could even exist, you know, this very large geological structure in the middle of just flatness.
So, Devil's Tower Part 2. Devil's
kind
Tower's
of like, yeah, it sticks out. Both of them stick out, but with Devil's Tower, you did have a mountainous terrain surrounding it. Here, it was just flat, completely flat.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. I think I would have enjoyed doing the hike down, but I don't know. I mean, it was nice for what it is.
We should have done it.
Yeah. But do you know why Scott's Bluff is called Scott's Bluff?
I forget.
I think it's because the person, it's named after, I forget, someone Scott, but I think he died on that rock
formation. Oh, yeah,
you're
right. Yep.
Yeah, but it's a pretty grim story, and I believe it's available on the NPS.gov for Scott's Bluff. It's an interesting story because I read it in the visitor center, and I found that was pretty cool.
I read it on one of the Wayside exhibits.
Yeah. They didn't have that many for that one. They only had the two?
No, they had a bunch. They were just older, and like some of them you couldn't even read, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and there was one we wanted to read, but the two ladies were bickering at the end over something. And we were like, let's just leave. So we did that. I think my favorite part was the walk. I don't know about you.
That was it was too short for me. I think my favorite part was just seeing the landscape from the North Overlook, just seeing the immense flatness.
Yeah. I will say while driving at certain points, if it was flat enough and it was, you know, uninterrupted, you could probably see the curvature of the earth. It was cool. And then we Yeah, if you look, have you never done that? Like, it goes on and on. It's just like flat. Anyway, where do we go next? Agate Fossil Beds, right?
Yeah, how do you pronounce it?
Agate.
I'm going with Agate. I don't know, though. We should look into that.
Yeah, probably. You want to explain what it is?
Yeah, Agate, I'm going with Agate. Fossil Beds National Monument preserves an area where numerous ancient mammal skeletons were discovered, as well as the homeland of the Lakota Sioux tribe. Yeah. This was your favorite portion of the drive right here, I can tell you.
I saw no cars from the town we left in to the visitor center. It was 50 miles.
Yeah, actually, I read on the website before we did this that they had no cell phone service in this area and had no gas nearby. So I told you to get gas before we started this, just so we had no issues. But I had cell service the entire time around this area.
Well, you had 4G, while most of the country is on 5G now. And it also switched carriers to some random carrier.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
But at least I had service.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It was nice to disconnect. I will say this visitor center was pretty cool.
Yes.
Lots of more interactable exhibits and lots more replicas of like the animals they found, which was kind of nice. And those swirly marmot nest things. I don't know what they're called.
It was something with a D.
Daemon Elix, something like that.
Yeah, Daemon Elix.
Yeah,
Daemon Elix.
They were trying to figure out was in the
1800s. HM beavers.
Yeah, they were like, man, these look like. They said they looked like one animal, but it turns out they were just beaver nests.
Yeah,
they were like giant worm carcasses. I think they were like same. That was a fun one. It was weird because it was in the middle of nowhere, but there was a ton of people.
Yeah. So, I thought the visitor center was really cool. It actually felt like a museum.
Yeah.
You had like the fossil exhibits on one half, and then you had another exhibit on the Lakota history. But yeah, I was stunned by how many people were at this park, considering it was in the middle of nowhere.
Legitimately the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And like to make it even, I mean, it was Sunday, so I guess, yeah, it's a weekend, but it was also NFL week one Sunday. So it was really weird how many people were at this place in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Speaking of middle of nowhere, we did that hike at the beginning of the park, which was really nice.
Yeah, the Daemon Elix Trail, which is literally right at the park entrance, right next to it's right across the street from the park entrance sign.
I think that was my favorite hike in that day because they had the little signs explaining all the plants, and then they had the things that the trail's named after in like glass enclosures.
Was there any other hike we did that day?
I would consider, I mean, it was a walk. I consider the walk at Scott's Bluff.
No, that's not a hike.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it a hike because I don't hike as much as you, so it's a hike. Anyway, no, I think it was a good one, Ryan. Though
we walked 5 minutes from our car and then turned back around and we walked back into the car for the Scott's Bluff one.
I'm still calling it a hike, so we're gonna leave it at that. Anyway, but what do you think of this trail?
Yeah, the landscape was interesting. There was a lot of rocks again, a lot of rocks. The fossils, which, you know, more rocks, were disappointing, as I was expecting, you know, actual organism fossils instead of tunnels built by ancient beavers. But yeah, it was an interesting landscape.
I liked all how the plants and fauna had like little nameplates next to them.
Yeah, there's some cool looking lichen up there.
Yeah, I really like the view from the top. I will say, yeah, I guess. The Daemon Elix Trail. It really is disappointing that they're just ancient beaver dens.
Yeah.
It really is.
I want some actual organism fossils.
Nah, that wasn't happening. We drove back that day.
Yep.
Which was also through the middle of nowhere.
Yep. What was your favorite part about Agate Fossil Beds National Monument?
I think the visitor center.
Yeah, same
that,
here.
That big pile of bones on the left when you walked in. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of my favorite visitor centers I've been to. It was good.
Yeah. Drove back, and then we ended up at Firehouse Brewing Company.
Yep.
It was good. I felt bad for our waiter. So in town, there's a college. It's like the School of Mining and Technology.
Oh yeah, like the South Dakota Mining
Yeah, something like that. And they're
University.
so the college kids work there, and there was a foreign exchange student there, and this old couple was like, "Where are you from?" And he's like trying to explain it to them, and they're being not. How would I don't know how to put it. I feel like he gets those questions a lot, but they were just kind of being inadvertently inconsiderate, like asking him like dumb questions, but it was entertaining to watch him answer them, like dumb it down for them so they would understand. But he was super nice. The food was good. Ryan, what about the beer?
So the beer was kind of bland, have to be honest. Wasn't a fan of the beer. But the barbecue they had there was really good. I got what did I get? I got ribs and some sort of sausage. It was really good. Lives up to the hype of the Midwest barbecue.
Oh yeah, the interior is pretty cool because it's an old firehouse. So there was like people who would bring fire their patches and stuff. They had them all across the wall. While we were trying to leave, I don't know what was going on, but like a tour bus group was standing in the hallway to get out, and this hallway fits like two people, right?
Oh, I forgot about this. This is
Yeah,
stupid.
they tried to get the group in and like. But it didn't work because there wasn't enough room. So
Well,
it
you
just
either got to go in or out. You
oh
can't just
yeah,
sit, you just
sand.
can't line up in the doorway
Yeah, it was really dumb
and
on their
block
part.
it.
Real dumb on their part.
It was rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, we went back to the Vertex Sky Bar for another night, and this time we got to see the sunset up there.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, was that the night they were asking about your drink?
No, that was the first night when I got was like the Blackberry Smash or something. This time I got the Badlands inspired margarita, and it had like jalapenos and prickly pear flavorings, and it was weird at first. I didn't like it at first, but the more I sipped it, I was like, you know what? This is kind of sneakily very good. I enjoyed it by the end.
I think I got a Moscow Mule that night with the.
The non-huckleberry
Yeah, and it was
vodka.
bad. The vodka was bad. The drink was fine. I missed the kick of the huckleberry flavor in it.
Oh wait, this is the night where the waitress kept on trying to get us to come back later that night.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Which I want
wasn't.
to do that, like go there late one night and I just didn't do it. That's kind of like one of my disappointments because it was a really cool
Bar.
bar.
Yeah. Oh, is that the night the group of old people were super rude to the waiter because he
Yeah, that
kept
was the
up
night with the fire.
he kept up forgetting to turn on the fire, and they were just kind of passive aggressive like jerks all and like to not just him but like the whole wait staff.
Yeah.
Was not a fan of that. I bet you it was another bus cruise, whatever those are. Learned about those, I guess, on this trip too. Don't understand why we opt to drive from Pennsylvania in a tour bus all the way out here, but to each their own. And then we went to our favorite breakfast spot.
That'd be your favorite breakfast spot.
It was great. Don't you hate on Tally's? It's great.
It was
Because
good.
that morning we just. Well, that the next day we decided to take it easy and do the scenic road of Badlands,
Yeah.
which was it was nice, but some of the roadside way signs were kind of out of date.
Also, I feel like the landscape was kind of repetitive. And I thought we hit like the best ones early on, like the Yellow Mounds wayside. I thought was really cool.
Like
Although
the little walk we did to in the middle. But that one was kind of eh in hindsight.
the Big Badlands, I think it was the Big Badlands wayside, the last one, that was actually really good. The first one, if you're going from the main entrance, not the one by wall.
Yeah, and then we decided to go back. I think we stopped at Wall that day on the way back, right? Just.
I forget. We stopped there. Yeah, we did stop there. Why did we stop there?
I got a donut. Oh, I had to pick up something. It's just there.
Okay.
I don't remember. Anyway, we also did, we went back and did the window and the door, I think. Oh, we ate lunch there. That's why, because we decided that the place in the park was kind of gross.
We ate lunch there? What do we eat?
You had
I don't
a
remember this.
You had a salad, didn't you?
No, I had that for dinner the first night we were there. Salad and fries.
Where did we eat lunch?
I don't think we ate lunch.
Oh, no, we didn't because we went... We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we did the window, the door.
Yeah, the window was really, really short. It was just kind of like a small boardwalk with a photo opportunity at the end. But we got some good photos out of that.
Yeah, the door, I think it was my favorite trail of the whole trip.
I mean, I guess we didn't really do many. No, I prefer the Red Badge Trail. That's probably my favorite. But the door was interesting as you got to go into the middle of all these weird geological formations / rocks.
Felt like Tatooine.
I don't know about Tatooine,
but,
otherworldly would be a good description.
I don't know. It was fun. I mean, it was, you had to look for the yellow poles with numbers on it. And then it was just a sign that just said end of trail.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Yep. It was very cool. So we were going to do like the night sky experience that night, but the smoke got really bad.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the trip. So we abandoned the night sky experience.
Big disappointment.
Big disappointment. Another trip we didn't get to do the night sky. So what was... Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just due to fires out there once again. Because it happened in Glacier.
Yeah.
And it happened here.
Yeah.
Big sad. But anyway, no. What were you going to say?
Just carry on what you said. In Glacier, when we went to Glacier, like, we actually... Did you see fires out there? Because I saw fires on the way in.
I saw fires when I was driving for like half a mile, but it was just, I came in at night. That's what happened at Glacier. I saw some not near Glacier, but on my drive into Glacier.
Yeah, the fires were much closer when we went to Glacier. Here, it was, the fires were nowhere nearby. It was just the smoke carried over from them.
I did not see many trees in the Great Plains. So
we saw a lot once we got to, you know, the more Black Hill locations like Mount Rushmore and Wind Cave.
Yeah.
But yeah. What was your favorite part about the Badlands?
I think the scenery in general, because it's just drastic.
That's a good pick. That's kind of like what the park is famous for. So it's a good pick.
Yeah. I mean, I would go back, but it'd be like, I'm on a road trip. Let me take this side detour through it and continue to my destination.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, my favorite part was probably the sunset we saw there. I'm just a good sucker for a good sunset or sunrise, as you know.
Yeah. We did end up at Buffalo Wild Wings that night, though.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. That one was kind of weird. It was nice. Speaking of Buffalo Wild Wings, they just redid ours.
Did they?
Yeah, but so the logo for the restaurant is not over the doorway, so it's just off-centered on that building, and it bothers me. I don't know who did that.
I think you're trying to turn this into a complaint about the local Buffalo Wild Wings podcast.
I really hate our local Buffalo Wild Wings. This one was very good. Like, it looks brand new. That whole area looks like it's up and coming, though. Like, downtown Rapid City.
Yeah, we went off a little bit from the main portion of Rapid City. We're still in Rapid City, though.
Yeah, but it looks like it's just, like, new businesses are popping up left and right. Anyway, yeah, it was cool. And then the next day was our next national park.
Yes, Wind Cave National Park. Wind Cave preserves one of the largest caves in the world below ground and then a transitional environment of plains and forests above ground. So, yeah, very interesting park. What did you think about the visitor center?
It was weird. Because when you walk in, right, you expect to see exhibits, but there's just a giant stairwell in the middle, right? You have to go
Yes.
down to the exhibits, and then there's exhibits off up top, but they're off to the right. I felt like it could have been designed a little bit better where exhibits were surrounding the stairwell, right? But it's
I mean,
cool.
I
We
guess
got
so.
there early, so there wasn't that many people, which was nice.
Yeah, we got there like 30 minutes after it opened. And like we got there and there was only a few cars in the parking lot. But once we came out from our cave tour,
It
that
was
parking lot
packed.
was jammed.
Yeah, the visitor center was packed when we were going down to our tour too. Did you see the line just for the cave tour, like
Yeah.
passes? Yeah.
But yeah, I thought the visitor center was interesting. You know, it was sneakily large, which I guess is what like what you're saying, how it's a weird format. The first thing you go in on the left is all the lines for the cave tours, and then you got this stairwell that leads to the exhibits, and then you have like a area that leads outside where you can look outside, and then you have the gift shop on the right, which was kind of disappointing and small considering it was such a big visitor center. But the lower level was really cool. I thought it did a great job of explaining the cave and the creation of the park.
Yeah, no, the lower level did. It just felt like there it was kind of bland when you first walk in and you walk downstairs. You're like, oh, this is pretty cool. Which is how we got to our cave tour, is you walk down that stairwell and walk out a side entrance,
Yep.
which was nice. That we did the what was which tour did we do? I forgot the name of it.
I forget, it was like the Discovery Tour or something like that.
Yeah, because there's a couple different tour options.
We did like the
Our tour.
more, I think there was like one more basic one than ours. We did the slightly more basic one. But yeah, it was actually the tour was a lot better than I expected it to be. We went much like we were doing one of the basic ones, but we went a lot further down than I thought we would.
Yeah, the group, it was a full group. It was cool. I will say, some people don't have spatial awareness, and kind of were like on us, like rushing us while we were trying to take pictures of some stuff.
Yeah. Well,
And
no, it
then,
was that one couple that already did it. They were
yeah,
just
they're,
rushing through everything. It's like, geez, okay. We get it. You did it. You were here before.
yeah, they're kind of jerks. They did show us at one point what it would have looked like if there was electricity and you were doing it by candlelight. That seems awful.
That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying if we did that by candlelight, it would have been awful. But it was really cool to look at.
I thought the darkness was really calming.
That's terrifying. Well, if you're gonna we're gonna look, put that on the back burner, talk about that at some point. It was cool, and then we came down and there was another ranger giving an accessibility tour, which kind of threw me for a loop because I was like, how did they get down here?
Well, they told you at the beginning we're going back up by elevator.
Yeah, I just didn't know how close the elevator was to where th they were.
As soon as I saw that, it's like, oh, this must be the final stage.
Yeah, it ends in this big room, which is really cool. And they let you ask questions. And a lot of the questions that were asked were things that were explained earlier on in the tour, and people just didn't listen.
I think that's the case for every
Yeah,
tour you
true.
do. But like some of the questions that were asked were interesting.
Yeah, like how long has someone been lost in the cave?
Yeah.
How long has someone spent in the cave, like on exploring it? Stuff like that was cool, but like it was cool to take photos and stuff. I do recommend if your phone can do or camera could do like almost like a night shot, like it so you don't have to use flash because flash really does take away from the experience of the tour.
Yeah, I thought my camera just automatically went to night mode, and I pulled out my camera to take my first picture, and my flash went off. It was like, no.
Yeah. No, it was a fun tour.
A lot of the structures in the cave were really stunning. The unique characteristic of that particular cave is what's called box work, which the ranger paid a lot of attention to, and it was interesting at first, but then it got repetitive because it was literally everywhere.
Yeah, it's one of the it like holds 90% of box cave,
Box
like
work in the world.
yeah. It's unique to that cave, which is really cool, but it Kind of looks kind of like gross, like cardboard, wet cardboard boxes dissolving on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Yeah, I don't know how else to explain it. I did like the popcorn rocks that they also
yeah, there's a
had.
few of those.
But it was kind of a packed tour. It was a little slippery too.
Yeah, someone slipped like right behind me. I was like, uh-oh.
That's their own fault.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that slippery. Like, there was water, but that cave is a dry cave, so it's not like drenching wet. It's just like almost like, you know, when you go out to your car in the morning, it's covered in condensation, kind of wet.
Yeah, but you don't want to be walking down wet stairs, wet steep stairs at points.
Now hold the railing. Anyway, I thought that was the best part of the day, right off the bat, and then we did the scenic drive.
Yes, we did.
Which was fun. The waysides were kind of repetitive, weren't they?
Yeah, there was one. So there's like three entrances, and like they repeated the same two at the beginning of each entrance, which was annoying. But yeah, I thought the scenic drive was too short for my liking.
It was short,
and the smoky conditions like definitely did not help us that day. But we did see a lot of bison, a lot of prairie dogs, a couple of deer, and a couple of pronghorns. So this was definitely the most wildlife filled park we went to that week, I thought, at least.
Yeah, no, it was good until, you know, so when you're doing auto tour, there's other people around you, right? You got to be respectful. But we ran into this person that was just screaming the bill, like they were reading
The wayside exhibit.
And yelling to their person in their car who was like not even 10 feet behind them.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Yeah. Just like be considerate of like other people around you, I guess is the lesson there.
Yep. Then we, while we were doing our scenic drive, we did do a hike on Rankin Ridge, which was a great intro to the forest environment of the park.
Yeah, it was actual Black Hills.
Yeah, we were definitely in the middle of the Black Hills. I was very disappointed that the fire tower on the top was closed.
And I was also
disappointed by, once again, the smoky conditions. But yeah. Otherwise, it was a fun hike.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I will say the fire tower, I don't know why it was closed, but it definitely did not look safe.
I've actually been hiking the New England Trail in Massachusetts, and they have a lot of like very sketchy fire towers up there. And one of these days, I'm going to climb up one of them.
Yeah, I know there's some in the Adirondacks that my friends will post they go and do, and they say they're kind of falling apart too. So, but yeah.
Yeah, so what was your favorite part about Wind Cave National Park?
My favorite part was, I think the wildlife.
Okay, good pick. Mine was the cave tour. Really cool experience.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's fair. I would actually change that cave tour.
It was too obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just overlooked it.
It was, because like, it felt like not even part of the park, because honestly, it was the first cave tour we did.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. Yeah. But yeah. And then we decided to head to Jewel Cave, which, we'll get to that.
Yeah. But before that, we made an impromptu trip to Mount Rushmore Brewing Company. We originally tried to go somewhere closer to Wind Cave, but the place we went to was kind of sketchy, and it had a limited menu. And they told us it was a limited menu, and that still did not stop you from trying to order French toast.
Correct. Correct. That place was sketch out of hell. Also, ironically, it was named Hot Springs, South Dakota. I'd rather have been at Hot Springs, Arkansas, than whatever that place was supposed to be.
Yeah, Hot Springs, Arkansas is definitely better than Hot Springs, South Dakota.
Yep. We ended up at Mount Rushmore Brewing Company.
Yeah, which kind of looked kind of sketchy from the outside, but inside it was great. The beer was really good that I had. I had the Oktoberfest, which I didn't realize I had earlier at Patty O'Neill's the first night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. I also brought home a sampler pack of beer.
Did you drink it?
I drank it all.
Okay, good.
You want to know what was the best one?
Still the one you had?
What?
Was it the one you had there?
No, I had the four presidential ones. You know what the best one was?
No.
It was the Blondale, which was George Washington.
Oh, okay.
Three of them were pretty good. The fourth one was Jefferson, the IPA. It was really bad. Like, I'm not an IPA fan, but it was really bad for an IPA.
Was George Washington blonde?
No.
Okay. Just a weird thing to... All right. Anyway. No.
Roosevelt was a Scottish ale, which...
Their present knowledge needs to be a little brushed up on there, though.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Well...
But, yeah, I ate chicken and fries, and Andrew, I think it's time for our fry review of the week.
It was good. I actually got, what was it, the fries, and then we got this Scottish beer bread, which was really good. Yeah, fries are okay. 3 out of 5. I mean, middle of nowhere. But, okay. Yeah. And then
I thought they were good.
They were good, yeah. No, I'm just saying they were, you know, they were good. I will say they had outdoor seating, which I wish we sat at because it looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also, I was trying to figure out what was to the left of it. I don't know if it was like apartments or what it was.
I thought it was like some sort of hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out, but I don't know. And then we drove to Jewel Cave.
Yeah, Jewel Cave National Monument preserves the third largest cave in the world. It's also nearby Wind Cave, so it makes for an interesting day trip.
We did not see the cave.
Yeah, I thought we'd be short on time, and I really wanted to focus this day on Wind Cave, so we had no reservations for this park. So the only thing we did was checked out the visitor center.
It was cool. I mean, I think it was one of the newer... visitor centers because it looked up to date. It was nice. A lot of people just sitting around though.
Yeah, it was really big, and there was that really weird room where you just look out, and people were just hanging out there like they were hanging out like a Starbucks. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean that's where the elevator to the cave I think came in there, because that hallway was a one-way hallway essentially, right? Like they had, but I don't know. It was kind of weird. The gift shop was cool. Restrooms are not attached to the building, which was weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but they had, like, their own building for the restrooms. That's kind of normal. You'll see that in a few national parks. It wasn't as weird as the Fort Laramie one, where you had to walk out and go into the same building.
And then you proved you could climb through small spaces through a concrete thing where a guy, where it was like basically, someone put three concrete slabs together.
Yeah, that was my favorite part about this park is that to do the advanced cave tour, you have to prove you can fit through like the cement block. And I was able to do it.
I didn't attempt because I am still not 100% with my back since the accident in.
And then the only other thing we tried doing with this park is we tried going or tried finding a historic cabin, but we couldn't find it. I looked a week later into this more, and it closed for the season in August, so we wouldn't have been able to go into it anyway.
Disappointing. Yeah, no, it was that whole drive was cool, and then the park was just kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it was small. I thought there'd be more above ground. I thought it'd be more like Wind Cave.
Yeah, there was basically nothing there. And then we headed back to the city.
Yeah, had one final dinner and drinks at Vertex Sky Bar.
Yeah, it was the most quiet night there.
Yeah, but this is the night we found out that they had spiked Huckleberry lemonades, which Such a great drink. If you listen to one of our past episodes, we both rate it as the Glacier National Park version as our favorite drink in the park.
I think that was my favorite drink we had.
Yeah, for this trip?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you can't go wrong with the spiked huckleberry lemonade.
I think it's just like huckleberry.
That's where we're at with this.
Yeah. You know what did not taste like huckleberry, though?
The steak you had?
What steak did I have? I don't think I had steak, did I?
I thought you had something meat related.
I had a burger that night. But I'm talking about the huckleberry gummy bears that we got from Mount Rushmore.
Oh, they were awful.
Yeah. I still ate all of them.
Yeah, I was like, these taste like candles.
Yeah. All right. So that wraps up the recap of our trip. Andrew, what was your favorite part about the trip?
Probably the cave tour.
Good pick.
Yeah, cave tour's up there, and the buffalo using the signpost as a back scratcher.
When did that happen?
And when we were on the way out. Remember he was crossing the road?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was like using the buffalo sign as a back scratcher.
Well, my favorite part was the ice cream at Mount Rushmore. That whole park got us off started to a great start for our trip.
Disappointed we didn't get to have the recipe from Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, the Jefferson flavored ice cream.
Yeah, I guess that goes out real fast.
Yep.
So Ryan, it's that time of the episode.
Yeah.
Top three favorite parks on our trip.
Yeah. So this was a really tough list to make. There was a lot of good ones. There wasn't really one that really stuck out, but there were a lot of good ones. And I think our list will be quite different if I were to guess. Mm-hmm. But for number three, I'm going with Wind Cave National Park. The cave was one of our most unique experiences that we've done in general, and especially on this trip. And it just had so much wildlife. Unfortunately, we only spent a day there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two for me is Badlands National Park. We spent the most time here out of any of the parks we went on the trip. There was a good amount of wildlife. We had that great sunset, and the scenery here is just so picturesque. And there's a bunch of cool hikes, like the Notch, like the Door. And then number one for me was Mount Rushmore National Memorial. This park really surprised me. It started our trip off with a bang. Definitely not as touristy as I thought it would be. Once again, great ice cream. And there were so many great photo opportunities. So I really enjoyed my time there.
All right. Number three would be Badlands. No, I take that back. Number three would be Wind Cave.
Wow, same as me.
Yeah, Wind Cave is great. Really enjoyed the wildlife and the cave tour. Number two had to be Badlands with all the scenery and stuff like that. And it was great for... it feels like a good park to really just kind of explore if we had more time. But number one is the Minuteman missile tour we did.
Good pick.
I really like that. I found that really interesting because we got to talk to somebody who experienced it, and you got to see what where people were stationed in case of nuclear war, which was kind of cool because it's an unexpected building, right? Like it's in the middle of nowhere. You take an elevator, you go down, and you just see a Domino's logo, and you just kind of like 30 minutes worldwide, or what is it, worldwide? Yeah, 30 minutes or less worldwide, which was really cool. But I couldn't even imagine being locked in that for 24-hour shifts. Yeah. I would go insane. It was just cool.
Yep. Very good pick.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, that sums up our most recent trip.
Great episode.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ryan.
And this was Parkmanship.